Oh, how she loved Paris. It truly is the city for lovers, maybe more so than any other East Texas town. Rebecca was working in the restaurant business at a restaurant. The journey that brought her to Paris is one that would take hours to tell, and who would she tell it to? She knew no one. Rebecca felt so out of place, like an Eskimo in a place where there weren't a lot of other Eskimos around. Her charmed life as a South Texas debutante came to an abrupt end one fateful night, in the back seat of a Ford Escort from Prestige Ford in Garland. She got caught up in the moment and caught up in Gary and all of his plans. Oh, Gary had big plans. A PhD in engineering from MIT, and then on to the Pentagon, where he'd be the first to implement a non-nuclear solution to global warming. Gary had such big plans. What remained a mystery was why he was going into his ninth year as assistant manager at Taco Bell. There was a pregnancy, and then, to everyone's surprise, a baby. A hushed adoption quickly followed, and the next thing she knew, Rebecca was packing her bags and getting out of town, like a weary traveler who'd visited the town and then packed his things and left. And so she was here. Well, not here because I'm writing this from my house, but here is in Paris, Texas, working in the restaurant business at a restaurant. "You'd better snag you a man while you still got your figure," her friend and fellow waitress Vicky told her one day, "cause it's a lot harder to get a man when you lost your figure." Rebecca was indignant. "I'm not looking for a man, Vicky." How could Vicky possibly know that it was a man who had totally ruined her life, except that she ate free at Taco Bell if Gary's manager wasn't looking? "And I don't want the kind of man who just wants me for my body," she declared. "Girl," said Vicky, "trying to get a man without your figure is like trying to run Windows 98 on a 386. They had a good laugh over that one, and they both laughed. Her days were filled with slopping food to men she wouldn't even serve food to. They would grab her bottom as she walked by and say things like, "I just grabbed her bottom." She hated it, but it kept her busy and kept her thoughts away from her dirty little secret, a secret most people didn't know, and she didn't tell them because it was a secret. At night, she'd lose herself in delicious romance novels written by wonderful authors like Sandra Brown, Danielle Steele, Kid Craddock. She'd feel her troubles drift away, like a bug in the bathtub that you open the drain for and watch as it spins around and around, swirling around the drain when you think about saving its life, but decide at the last second that it would be more fun to watch it get sucked down into wherever old water goes after you've used it. As she gave way to sleep, her dreams took her to places she'd never been. At least she thought she'd never been there because she didn't recognize any of the stuff there. She would dream about the day her knight in shining armor would waltz into her restaurant and sweep her off her feet, like a big dog in the front seat of the car who's not ready for a hard left turn. Why would she dream the same dream every night? She couldn't explain it, much like you can't explain why kamikaze pilots wore helmets or why the Love Boat had only one bartender for all those passengers. But dream she did every night. Unbeknownst to her, Rebecca's dream was about to come true. She was about to meet a very special man named Chase Manhattan.